Hello and welcome back, America. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am your concierge of cool, your commandeer of the common good, and the a lover of freedom. I am Pastor John McClain, here with the illustrious, the infamous, the indisputable, the great goodness that is Andreas Ruiz. Sir. Of I Believe in Myself Coaching. And now you have a microphone.
Yes, now I do. Yes.
Yeah, better.
I was telling myself, am I tripping? Am I going crazy? But yeah, we're here, man. We're live.
Live and in effect.
Yep, wreck in effect.
Direct in effect, yep.
Boom.
Here, and this is the Common Good Radio Show. As we mentioned, we have another amazing show for you today. Mm-hmm. We have Chelsea Minicky with Track, also known as Therapeutic Ranch for Animals and Kids. And then we also have Amy Bass and who else?
And Ed.
With PPEP. And yes. Those who don't know about these two amazing organizations, we're going to fill you in on them, because these are certainly, in a lot of ways, pillars of our community. And that's why this show is here, to highlight some diamonds that we have in the community that people don't really know about, but mm-hmm. they should.
Mm-hmm.
But this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if it did not give grace to a very loving Father that has blessed us oh so very much. They say you should put the Lord first. So with this radio show, we do every single time. And we're going to put the Lord first, starting with the Lord's Prayer. And it goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. And that being said, let's pivot over to our guest that's on the phone today instead of in studio, which is unfortunate because she puts off an amazing energy. But
mm-hmm. absolutely.
Thank you, Chelsea Minicky, for being here with us once again.
I'm here, and I will try my best to put as much energy out there as I can being on the phone.
I believe in you. If anybody can do it, it's you.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
So I feel like, I don't know, it's weird. I feel like we just had you on the show yesterday.
I know.
In a way.
Yeah, it's been a month already, huh?
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun.
When you're having too much fun.
I agree.
The crazy thing is, me and Andreas, we were talking about that right before we started the show. We were just in here kind of clucking it up, and we were just saying, like, this whole year, almost a year and a half that we've been doing this radio show, it's like, it's flew by, because it seems like every 2 months we got a new project or new venture or new something that we're working on. So, you know, when you're doing those type of things, time just flips by.
It's November already.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
2022 is almost here.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know what to do.
I know. Yeah. And I could just imagine in you guys' world, there's just, you can empathize with the projects constantly going on, and some new thing, some new, you know, new venture is kind of popping around the corner. So I guess, you know, let's explain for those who didn't listen to when we had you on the show with to talk about Track or Therapeutic Ranch for Animals and Kids. Tell them, what is Track? What is Therapeutic Ranch for Animals and Kids?
Absolutely. So Track is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we are an all-inclusive organization. That means we have a program for anybody, any age, any ability. So that's really what makes us so unique, is anybody who needs a place like Track, if somebody comes in from the street and wants to just have some animal interaction, or maybe they need some therapeutic services, they want to engage in horseback riding, they want to volunteer. We have so many different opportunities for people, and it just makes our program so unique and so wonderful.
That's awesome. And it sounds like you're doing a lot for not only just people's, it sounds like it's entertainment. It sounds like entertainment when you hear about this, but it's more than that. You know, there's like healing there. Can you tell us a little bit more about, like, you know, what this program does for people's healing, whether it's mentally or physically?
Absolutely. So we have always believed that animals are the therapists, right? So we say it's our equine therapy program, our equine wellness program. We also integrate our small animals into that as well. So that's when I say all ages and all abilities are totally welcome to be participating in our therapy program. But basically what we do is we just sit down, the community member, they kind of, you know, we do an intake. They let us know what they need, what their goals are, maybe some of the struggles they're dealing with. And that could be anything. Like you said, we have people coming in that have physical disabilities that want to engage in horseback riding because that's going to help with their, you know, coordination or balance. We have people that maybe are struggling with a life transition. We've got people who come in with anxiety or depression, and the animals just have a really unique way of providing healing. So it's so empowering. And I always just say, you know, we're sitting there as the facilitators, but really the animals are doing the work.
That's amazing. And in regards to the physically, what have you seen people, you know, experience physically to better their physical health when it comes to the animals? Are there any like examples that you can give us? Or
I have a very near and dear personal example I can give.
Nice.
You
yes.
My nephew has just recently started horseback riding lessons with us. He's 10 years old. He's got some kind of physical delays and really has struggled with the coordination and balance. He had been in physical therapy for years and years and years. And, you know, my sister-in-law was just like, this just isn't working. Do you think horseback riding would work for him? And I was like, let's try it. You know, he had been on horses before. He'd been involved in our camps and he loves being around them. And he's such an animal lover that just being around the animal makes him want to strive for his goals and make that progress. And he's just come so far. He has so much more self-confidence now.
Wow.
And he just is so proud of himself. It's really been really empowering because I see it, you know, all the time, but seeing it personal with a family member has just been a really, really, really magical experience.
Wow. That's beautiful. And, and definitely something that our youth need more than ever, that self-confidence and just having a higher self-esteem. And that's beautiful how these animals can do that for them. And
absolutely.
And especially when you see it, that's when you, that's why I see now why you believe in this work that you do. And, you know, just thank you for doing that. And, you know, right now we're just going to go and take a little quick commercial break, but really enjoying, you know, what the stories you're telling us and look forward to hearing more on our next segment. So, just for anybody out there who is interested in taking their life to the next level, anybody who is, you know, just having some struggles with confidence or low self-esteem and, you know, want some coaching, I am offering a free coaching session for anybody who would like to sit down and just talk about how I can help you have the confidence to believe in yourself so that you can take action towards your goals and your dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose and leave a legacy behind. So if you're interested, send me an email at ibelievecal@gmail.com, and I'd be more than happy to help you. And another thing, I am also launching a Legacy Coaching Academy, the third one, for anybody who is interested in being a coach or who is a coach and is struggling to get clients or is also a speaker that wants to be a coach. So if you're interested in any of those, feel free to reach out at ibelievecal@gmail.com, and I'd be more than happy to help you become a coach or take your life to the next level. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We will be right back after this.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
All in Balance Bookkeeping at AIBBookkeeping.net has been serving Tucson for over 25 years in the nonprofit and for-profit sectors. All in Balance Bookkeeping is ready to take the stress of bookkeeping off of your shoulders for a price that won't cost an arm and a leg. All in Balance Bookkeeping services includes digital bookkeeping, QuickBooks consulting, cleanup and payroll for manageable and affordable rates. Call All in Balance Bookkeeping today at 520-660-5854 to schedule a free consultation, or go to AIBBookkeeping.net to book now.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to GAPmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, brought to you by Home Community Services, that has also recently brought you the Common Good News and the Common Good Media Group, which also brings you Common Good events. So there's a lot being brought there.
Yeah,
man. Yeah. This is being brought.
Yeah, yes. And you're doing most of the bringing, man, because it's been really impressive with... I'm just impressed, man. I saw this and I said, wow. I remember always seeing these editorials, these print editorials, and I never thought of myself ever being on one, and now I am.
You are. That's You're really right cool, there, yeah. Like right on the front.
I know, man.
So
yeah.
Granted, this is just the demo, so it may not be the 5,000 copies that we put out there in the world to start.
But hey,
Yeah, well, you'll be out there, though.
You'll be out there. Awesome. I'm actually on there twice, But getting back to...
I know, you're big time, dude. I know, yeah, but getting back to our amazing guest, we have somebody that I'm sure we'll have, have them on this as well, on this print editorial. We definitely have them all over the place promoting the work that they do because it's such amazing work. We have Chelsea Minky on the phone with us with Therapeutic Ranch for Animal and Kids. And I'll have Andres take it away.
No, yeah. And Chelsea, it was really cool. Just as I was explaining the services that I give, I kind of felt like these animals are like coaches. Or what do you think? What are your thoughts about that?
Yes. 100%. Like I said, the humans are supposedly the facilitators there, but the horses and the animals do all the work. They are the therapists. They are the coaches. They help guide. And I really think it's just because they are nonverbal, non-judgmental beings, and they show up exactly how you need them to show up, whether you think you're ready for that or not. And it's just, it's a really, really powerful experience.
Wow. And so it sounds like it's really important, the nonverbals that we give as human beings to other human beings, and how we can... and it sounds like these nonverbals, they create what other people become. But I don't know. What are your thoughts about that? And in regards to the animals, like with their nonverbals, what do you think they're giving these people, like with just that nonverbal communication that they're giving to the kids?
Absolutely. So, in any given scenario, how you show up with the animals, they instantly provide feedback, right? So. Mm-hmm. If you're coming in and maybe you're feeling overly anxious today, the animal's going to pick up on that, whether it's a horse or one of the small animals, and how are they going to react? Mm. They're going to feel that energy, and they're going to respond the same way that you're responding, right?
Mm-hmm.
So say I come in and I'm high anxiety, I'm really high energy, I'm giving out a lot of tense vibes, right? They're going to be tense. The animal's going to show up tense. So it's not going to be until I can take a couple deep breaths and calm down and just be present that all of a sudden, they're walking over to you or they're ready to be in your area, in your space, and meet you where you're at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool. And that's really amazing that these animals are just that powerful. I love that. And I know that we talked a little bit about some events that you have coming up. And tell us a little bit about that and how people can get in there and help out and, benefits that they could get from that, or just tell us a little bit about that, please.
We've got so much going on. So we're kind of heading towards our end of year. So we've got a lot. We've got a lot of different things. We have our winter break camps for kids that are coming on. We usually have a lot more volunteers coming in this time of year because the weather is so beautiful. So they just want to be outside working with the animals. So there's lots of ways to get involved. We also do our year-end giving now, so that's all about we're a 501c3 charitable tax credit organization, so that means your Arizona state taxes are dollar for dollar with our organization. So, donations are huge because that's what keeps the participants that maybe can't or don't have the funding coming in. We're providing scholarships for kids and adults in need.
Mm.
So it's really, that's a huge push for us at the end of the year. That's $400 single, $800 joint, and it's dollar for dollar. That's always a great way. If you can't come out and kind of get dirty, that's always a great way to give back to our organization and help somebody in need.
Nice. Yeah. That's really good stuff. I mean,
Yeah. And so I know you have a Veterans Day event coming up. Do you want to tell us more about that?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
We also have our Veterans Day event that we're doing next Thursday, Veterans Day. So we're doing a little appreciation day kind of for some veteran groups that we have worked with, Track has worked with personally. So, you know, I extended the invite out to John here on the radio show.
Yes,
and also
thank you.
We have a couple partnerships with Ray Vets and the Amazon, the Warriors at Amazon. So these are all veterans that are employed now by different organizations that are doing stuff to support them. So we've developed these partnerships with them for our programming over the years. And our way of giving back is we're going to invite a couple of the veterans out to do a trail ride. And we're going to have like a family fun day at the ranch so their families can come, the kids can come and hang out with the animals. And then we're all going to come back to the ranch and do a little luncheon. So it's just all about appreciating that population that we just love serving.
That's super cool. Yeah, that's I'm excited. Hopefully we'll be able to participate with that. Definitely excited to share that with the veterans that are in our organization. And just, you know, I've want to say I've had very little experience with horses in my life. I have been on a couple rides, but it's always, you
There's
know.
No it, time it ha- like the present.
I know. And the cool thing about, even, you know, a trail ride is, it's like half therapeutic, half exciting. It's, you know, it has like all these different elements of like of healing to it. So it's super cool that that's something that you get to do all the time. And I guess we're kind of like, you talked about how it's like there's something a little bit for everybody. What would you say are like, you know, for our audience listening, who is like the ideal person that you know should be giving you a call today to either deal with some of the issues that they have or because you guys have a service that's exactly for them, so they might as well give you a call?
Right. Then I would say they might as well give us a call. I say there's no better way to really experience the magic that our ranch provides than coming onto property and just paying a visit. But I would say, you know, anybody who just needs animals in their lives right now or is maybe looking for a different form of healing. Like I said, there are participants that might not be ready to enter necessarily like the therapeutic side of things, but maybe they're going to get therapeutic value just from coming out and being with the animals, helping feed them and care for them. You know, there's a lot to be said about growth and self-esteem and self-development just with caring for animals.
Nice. And how can people connect with Therapeutic Ranch for Animals and Kids or Track with a K?
Yes, absolutely. So you can give us a call, 520-298-9808, or visit us on our website. That's www.tracktucson.org. And we're also very active on social media, on Instagram and Facebook. So, you know, follow us, and that's where we post all of our upcoming events and new things that are going on at the ranch at all times.
Awesome, Chelsea. Thank you for coming on with us. And is there anything you think the listening audience should know before you take off?
Come check us out. Mm-hmm. Come get some animal loving in.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe we should go out there one of these days and check it out.
Yes. Well, I'm going to be there next Thursday.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Yes.
Living the good life.
Sean Grace, you should come too. Just come visit.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I would love to.
Yeah, I'll coordinate with you. I'll let you know when I'm going
cool.
out there.
Sounds good.
Absolutely. Well, again, thank you Chelsea,
so
for coming on.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you next month.
That sounds great. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you too.
All right, that's Chelsea Menke with Therapeutic Ranch for Animal and Kids on the show. We also want to extend an invite to you if you haven't been to 1118 North Jones Boulevard to donate to Veteran Thrift, in which all the proceeds go to our Homeless Veteran Transition Program Veteran Rescue Mission to help us better shelter and connect veterans with housing and benefits. Please do. As I just mentioned, everything goes to get veterans connected with benefits. And, you know, ultimately help address our homeless veteran problem and our veteran suicide problem. So we're here to help. VeteranRescueMission.org. Go there to find out more information.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org. North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at IBelieveInMyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to IBelieveInMyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. I hope you had a good bathroom break, got yourself a little snack, maybe some popcorn, a phone. Oh, yeah. There we go. And we are back here. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, highlighting the good in our community. We've been doing it for over a year now, so we're getting pretty good at it. Like, even you, Andreas, the way you're going in and out of breaks, you're just so smooth. Absolutely. Just silky smooth. It's beautiful. I love it. And we had the first part of the show, we had Chelsea Minky with Therapeutic Ranch for Animals and Kids on Track, T-R-A-K, for those who are keeping track at home. No pun intended. And this second half of the show, we have... I want to think of one of a favorite of ours, because certainly this organization is just... is a favorite of mine. Like, it's, they're one kind of like a Gap Ministries, that like one of the hidden diamond in the roughs in our community that not as many people know about them as they should. Particularly as prominent and as like much of a foundation of our community as they are, you'd imagine everybody know their name like McDonald's, but unfortunately they don't. You know, a lot of people I meet and I say, hey, have you ever heard of this place before? Like, they're like, what? But thankfully we have this show so that way we can continue to get the name out there and make it so people aren't saying what they're going. Yeah, of course I know that. I donated to them just last week. They had a chili cookout over at a Mata Youth Center, right? So we have here in studio with us Amy Bass and Ed with PPEP, is that amazing organization that I'm speaking of that not as many people know about as they should. Well, so thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
You actually have to say it with your words. she, but those who are watching at home, you saw she was very happy to be here. But yeah, absolutely. So I guess you start off.
Yeah, definitely. You know, so just to get it started, and I just want to say too that I'm a big supporter of Amy. You know, and the work that she's doing and the work that we've done together, it's been just really very grateful to have them on the show and to be able to work with them. And just to ask, the first question is just pretty much, what exactly is the Amado Youth Center and who does it serve?
Well, thanks, Andres. So the Amado Youth Center of PEP, which is Portable Practical Educational Preparation, the programs of the Amado Youth Center serve the youth, the parents, and ultimately the families in the Amado area. It's about 25 miles north of the border, about 35 miles southeast of downtown Tucson. The needs of this community are many. This area really lacks in resources. So we provide programs to youth that help support healthy social emotional development. They position the youth for the best outcomes. We teach resiliency skills, good decision-making, anti-bullying, things like that, how to have safe boundaries, relationships, coping skills. We teach basic life skills and like other important competencies for youth. All of this increases their academic performance and also supports their future education and career goals. So some of the programs that we've delivered or are delivering, like Too Good for Drugs, it's an evidence-based program for preventing youth substance misuse. We also have Thrive, which is a teen resiliency skills program. We run the Amato Teen Project after school and some evenings. And we're about to start implementing one of my favorite. It's a best practice called Botvin Life Skills, pretty popular for producing good outcomes in healthy youth development. We also have some similar programs for parents and caregivers of youth.
For sure. This may be kind of like out of left field, this question, but as I'm looking at this poster that you guys have, this logo, how did that come to be? Why? What is the symbolism of that logo? I know this is a curveball here, but it's just I couldn't help but ask.
Well, John, you're going to have to tell me which logo.
Well, on the Amato Youth Center, there's like...
Yeah, yeah. Well, that is the benefit of working with industry professionals, if you will. So we work with D.W. McGarity. I have Ed here with me today that is our media advisor. And
okay.
Early on in the program, Ed said, it is really important to brand yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, today, these days, the young folks, we know people are doing that all the time on their TikTok and their Twitter and
absolutely.
Stuff. But when you're a nonprofit, typically, we don't have funds to do a lot of marketing and branding and whatnot. Excuse me. So we're really fortunate to work with D.W. McGarity. And that logo came out of the kids. It's kind of like an Aztec mask. There's a volcano down in Mexico that has a similar name to Popocatépetl. I can't say the volcano's name correctly. I could just learned how to say the Popocatépetl. But the kids wanted this symbolism because the myth or the belief, however you look at it, it's the volcano protects and looks down over the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so they wanted something that they felt they could count on as protecting them. And that's how they see the Amato Youth Center. It's a safe place for them to go. We have quality staff. We have people that care, that are very good at what they do, that are going to look over the kids in their lives and help them get through some of the tough times. And kids in this area, they have a lot of things to contend with. It's rural. There's a lot of low income, not as many advantages, not many opportunities. So the Amato Youth Center is looked at like that.
That's awesome. That was I was pretty much exactly what I wouldn't say exactly. That was more or less what I thought, you know, because what I know of PPEP, that's how you guys are. You know, you guys really try to, you know, tap into the fabric of the community, the fabric of the people that you're trying to help, and not just, you know, tell them, you know, this is the way it's supposed to be. So that's beautiful. And I guess, you know, we got about 30 seconds. What, I see. How long has the Amato Youth Center been in existence?
Since 2011. That's when we started. We had a building. We leased it in September 2nd of 2018. There was a big flood. And you think flood in Arizona, but yeah, you can look it up. And it basically ruined our building. We got told we had to stop doing the programs there because of the mold. So we had to get the kids in the all the supplies and everything out of there.
Okay. Well, we're gonna talk about all that and more after this break. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. That is Amy Bass with PPEP talking. We also got Ed over there hiding. He'll be talking more after this break as well. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We also extend to you, go to veteranrescuemission.org if you want to donate a car, donate an RV, or any unused vehicles. We have veterans that regularly need vehicles to get to their job, get to appointments. So go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate today. We'll be right back after this break.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. My name is Andres, and I'm your coach and speaker alongside the Pastor John McClain. And we have some amazing guests today, Amy Bass and Ed from PPEP. And just before... We were talking about, before we went into break, about the youth center. And Amy, tell us just a little bit more about, you know, you told us what happened to the youth center, but I know that you're rebuilding. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. So, of course, as I said, we lost the youth center in 2018 because of the flood. We didn't have a place for all our programs. We have we have about 4 or 5 different grants, funding programs, and none of that has stopped. We continue delivering the services, but now we're kind of borrowing space, jumping around. We're scattered here and there. We're at churches. We're at the school. We are sometimes in the park, sometimes in a parking lot. We do have a little rented space from one of the churches, and our staff have... there are desks and computers in there, but we have to use storage for all our supplies. So that being said, we really need to get the Amato Youth Center building back and to figure out how to do that. The best, there's not a lot of space down there. So the best thing that became available to us was a land agreement between Sahuarita School District, Pima County, and PEP. So now we have a plot of land. We just need to build a building on it. Before the pandemic, we were told it was going to be $510,000 to build the building.
Wow.
We got busy with grants. We got grants from the food bank, USDA, Pima County. We had a donation from a foundation, and we raised money through the Yamato Chili Cook-Off and other fundraisers. We got to the $510,000. We got to $530,000.
Wow.
Then we had the pandemic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
You know what's happened to prices.
3 times, probably, I'm guessing.
Well, not quite.
Not quite. Twice. Yeah.
Yeah. Man. So we went out and got a construction company to do a cost estimate, and they came in just under $1 million, and I about fell off my chair.
My goodness.
But we made a promise to these kids. We promised these kids they were going to have a youth center, right? It took me about 15 seconds to compose myself and realize if we did it once, we can do it again. We've got the Amato Chili Cook-Off coming up. That's a big fundraiser for us. And we're going to get there. We've got now $445,000 to raise. And we were so blessed. Oh, you talk about miracles. Just got a call last night, and a local foundation is giving us $200,000.
Oh, wow. Yes. That's amazing.
We're so grateful. And we're going to be honoring them coming shortly, soon. We're just very grateful, but now we've got a little bit more to go. So the Yamato Chili Cook-Off is going to help us get there. We're going to get this building groundbreaking. We're hoping will be January or February, early 2022.
Nice. That's awesome, man. That's amazing that you got that call yesterday, and that's really cool that they did that for you. And you were talking a little bit about the Amado Chili Cook-Off. So I don't know, I want to ask Ed, you know, tell us a little bit about the Amado Chili Cook-Off and the Classic Car and Motorcycle Show.
Sure thing. Thank you guys again for having us here for this.
Our pleasure.
This is our 11th annual Amato Chili Cook-Off.
That's serious business.
The 10th was held virtually. unfortunately, because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. But we got through it. We have a one-hour video on our website, AmadoChiliCookoff.org. Nice. If folks want to cruise through and see some of the fun we had with cars and the way we got the chili cooks to participate, which is interesting.
Yeah.
So cooking chili virtually,
yeah,
in a sense. But we actually worked out really well. So this one, the 11th annual Amato Chili Cook-Off Randy and Rose Estes Classic Car and Motorcycle Show is being held on December 11th. That is going to be the second Saturday in December. Mm. And we're really looking forward to that opportunity. We were very fortunate that Pima County Tourism Department made possible a grant to cover the costs of actually just putting the event on. And there's costs,
mm-hmm.
maintenance of the grounds, et cetera. So we were fortunate to have that. And their goal, of course, with that grant is to promote economic development and tourism. Mm-hmm. Which is their big thing. And so the amount of chili cook-off draws, I mean, just the car show alone, we have drawn cars from across the Southwest and West.
Mm, nice.
It's amazing. These guys put tons of money into these beautiful cars that they keep and refurbish as they go. Mm. And they just love going to these shows.
Mm.
So anyway, so we do that. And then also the cooks draw a lot of people regionally from the area. All the way from Nogales on up to Tucson, actually. Mm. We've had participating cooks.
Nice.
And we usually get about 12 to 15.
Nice.
Yeah, I definitely want to try some of that Nogales chili. I've got some zip
We'll work
it.
On getting yeah. the Nogales restaurant yet. Yeah. But and that's an important part of this, too. We have vendors. There's 40 vendors we had last time.
That's cool.
In 2019, when we held the event live, we had 1,800 people visiting. So we don't know if we'll get that now because of the pandemic, but we're keeping our fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm.
But because, again, Pima County Tourism Department did the grant for us, we now know that any money coming in, 100% of it's going to be able to go to the Amato Youth Center.
Nice.
To help with the final development of that building. So we're really, really excited about that. The thing that people need to do, though, we're looking for cars, and we're looking for cooks, and we're looking for vendors still, and sponsors to the program. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if someone wants to go and help in any of those areas, or just learn more, it's Amato Chili Cook-Off. .org is where they need to go, and each of those pages are available there to tell people exactly what they need to do to qualify to be a cook, how to register for a car, and vendors, and then if their heart is there, how to help us rebuild this Amato Youth Center by being sponsors.
That's awesome. And who put this event together? I don't know if that...
That was our Amato Chili Cook-Off Planning Committee.
Nice.
So we operate out of PEP as our fiscal agent. And again, Ed is our chair of the Planning Committee. And then, of course, us, the staff. And then we have some local community members, volunteers, that are part of it. And I have to say, there's a lot of work. There is so much work to putting it on. There's the permitting and traffic and the tent and the grounds. We just had the Universal Apostolic Church clear the grounds for us in front of the Borderlands Unitarian Church in the Sonoran Center. That's where it's going to be at the Amato Territory, and that whole front had to be cleared. Mm-hmm. And so it took a lot of labor of love to get that done. And there's just so much to do. So, you know, we're excited to be back live. In 2019, we had 2,000 people there. Mm, it was incredible. Ed gets the music together. We work with a couple other people, and we've got bands coming, all-day entertainment. There's the 50-50 raffle, chili, of course, the car show. There's a lot to do. I say under one roof, but it's under the sky. So nice to be outdoors this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's awesome. So, how can people get involved? Like, you know, who can they reach out to if they want to, you know, sponsor or help you out or bring cars or anything like that?
Sure.
How can they get a hold of you and what do they need to do?
Well, I've got a number that's really easy to remember.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. It's 520-403-0414.
Nice.
Ed's smiling. That's his number.
Okay.
403-0414. I got it memorized. He is our chair. We're looking, as he said, we are looking for people, car clubs that want to be involved. People who have, you know, individuals with cars that want to enter their car in the car. We're having cash prizes and trophies.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, last year we had a guy, he said, wow, he goes, I get a trophy and money. It's like, yep.
Yeah.
Yep, we have cash prizes. We have trophies. The chili cooks. It's really a fun day.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Nice.
Yeah, and the website, of course, www.amatochilicookoff.org. And everything is up there, all the information. People can download the flyers, print them out, share them with their friends. You can share them electronically. Facebook, we really appreciate that support. And again, as Ed said, all of the funds, every penny raised from the sponsorships is going to this Amato Youth Center. People are pouring themselves into this because, you know what? These kids don't have anything. They don't have anything down there. We need the youth center.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, and then the date on this, and the date and time?
Oh, it's Saturday, December 11th, and it's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Cool.
We will have the chili tasting starts at 10:30. And just for those who might not know up here, the Amato territory is at the I-19 and exit 48.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you
mm-hmm.
should be able to see at that point possibly a billboard that we have up there. Plus, okay. we'll have large banners and everywhere to direct people to the Amato territory.
Beautiful. Yeah.
It's a great time for vendors. It's right before the Christmas season, the holiday season. Mm-hmm. People looking for year-end items. We have like 40 vendors and
nice.
All kinds of things, gadgets and little decorations and fun stuff. So mm-hmm. we're looking for more vendors too. We only have 40 slots though, and they're okay. filling up. So it's
all right. Get in there quick.
Yeah, yeah.
You go to AmatoChiliCookoff.org today, right?
Yes, that's it. That's it. Yeah, no, they tell me not to say the www dot. But
oh,
you
yeah.
know, hey, AmatoChiliCookoff.org. That's
there
all you
go.
Need to remember.
All right, so you guys heard it here. 11th Annual Amato Chili Cook-Off, Randy and Rose Estes Classic Car and Motorcycle Show, supporting Amato Youth Center Building Fund. Saturday, December 11th, 2021, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Amato Territory, I-19 and Exit 48, 3001 East Frontage Road, Amato, Arizona, 85645. You can register if you got a car, you have a motorcycle, you have some chili, or if you want to sponsor this event at AmatoChiliCookoff.org, or you can call 520-403-0414. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz. Thank you guys for coming on the show with us, and
yeah.
I'm sure we'll catch you next time.
Thanks,
yes.
John. Thanks, Andreas.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
awesome.
Another amazing show. Thank you, beautiful listening audience, for tuning in. We will catch you next week, and in the meantime, enjoy the Making College Come True radio show with my voice as well. We'll see you next.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
Tickets are available for opening weekend with Tucson Roadrunners Professional Hockey on Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 4 from Tucson Arena for family fun, the best date nights ever, and your AHL affiliate of the Arizona Coyotes. Tickets on sale at TucsonRoadrunners.com/games.
Track Therapeutic Ranch for Animals and Kids
is one happy family of diverse individuals enjoying Western life on and off horseback with something for everyone. Animal-assisted skills and therapeutics with equine-assisted learning and psychotherapy, birthday parties and events, and their Heroes First Wellness Renewal Program designed to help first responders, focusing on behavioral and emotional well-being. Call 298-9808 or go to tracktucson.org and donate to this local tax-exempt 501c3 organization. Station.